The Steve Cochran Show.
Ridiculous.
What's going on there, Buttercup? What's going on there, Cowboy? Sparky, Cowboy. Sparky, Cowboy. Dog. What's going on there, Sparkles? Romeo. Dog. Buttercup. Romeo. Buttercup.
Cap's Corner with David Kaplan.
That's right. David Kaplan's here. Hello, my friend.
What's going on? Great to see you guys.
Nice to see you, Buttercup.
My old home in here.
David Kaplan has a book out. It's called The Plan. Epstein, Madden, and the Audacious Blueprint for a Cubs Dynasty. People are tripping over themselves to write Cubs books. How come yours is better?
They gave me great access. They really did, and I'm around there all the time. And nobody really documented what they did since Ricketts bought the team and
right.
The missteps that the Tribune Company had as owners. So nobody
missteps or complete flaming Titanic ship sinking disaster.
I was trying to be nice.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be.
Eastland type disaster.
There's some stuff in there that you look back and go, really?
Right.
That's how they ran it.
The people, and I don't know if you cover this in the book because you didn't give me an advance copy.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't give me an advance copy. No, you really didn't.
Oh.
By the way, let me
that
sign
went
this.
Home with the chocolates.
Let me sign this for you. What do you want to say to me? This is to Steve?
To Steve.
To Steve. What do you want to say?
I love you dearly. Kevin Matheny didn't get either of us.
Wow, that's good.
That's very good. What people don't know, and I don't know if you cover this in the book, is Sam Zell hates sports, and Sam Zell hates baseball.
Uh-huh.
So is that part of the story?
I have a little bit in there. I talk about him, the grave dancer, because he made his money dancing on the graves of other people.
Yeah, shutting down businesses.
And he says that.
Yeah,
you know?
He's proud of it.
But just how poorly run this thing was to the point where one day, one of the Cubs executives is walking out of Wrigley Field in the middle of January. This is early 2000s. And he sees the strength coach sweating, carrying dumbbells to a U-Haul. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, same thing I do every January. I put all the weight equipment from Wrigley in a U-Haul, and we drive it out to Arizona. And then when the spring training's over, we pack it back up and drive it back. He goes, well, don't we have weights in Arizona? Andy McPhail won't let us spend the money on a second set of weights.
Right.
You're going to pay some bust-out pitcher $5 million, but you won't spend $40,000 on some weights.
Right.
He goes, put the weights back. That stuff ends now.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of those little details encompassed into the bigger problem, which is why the team couldn't win consistently.
Correct.
But the big picture had to be break it down to the basement. You know how much I hated this plan.
Right.
Because I felt like the fans were getting screwed.
Uh-huh.
Because I still think in a professional sports environment, you need to put a marketable, you know, a product on the field. And the team wasn't a major league team. It just wasn't.
Right.
Obviously, they were right. But how close did they come in the plan to panicking and going, oh, this isn't going to work?
Never.
Never done.
And that's why, as great as Theo is, and he got a $50 million, the biggest hero is Tom Ricketts, because he said, I'll take all the hits. You just do your job.
You know what's great about it, too, is that things that I didn't know when reading the book, like Jake Arrieta never reached his potential with the Orioles, Anthony Rizzo struggled with the Padres, things like that, which, to your credit, Cap, when this all started, this little blueprint was laid out. You said, this is going to be a World Series team. And I forget what year you said, by either 2017 or 2018, whatever year you said. But learning all those little facts, for me anyway, that was a highlight.
No, thanks. Yeah, it's interesting to see how they set this blueprint, and Theo, Jed never vacillated from it.
When did you decide to write it? I mean, because the timing was pretty fortuitous.
Pretty good. So last February, I get a call from my agent, Steve Mandel. He says, hey, the people...
That's a super agent, Steve Mandel.
Super agent, yeah. Steve Mandel. That's great. Yeah. He's the best. Said, hey, these guys at Triumph want to do a book on the 2016 season. I said, I have no interest. If they win, and they're going to, there's going to be a billion of them. Why would mine be any different?
Right.
Now, if you want to write something about why they are where they are and how they rebuilt this thing, I'm in.
Yeah.
And the guy said, okay, we'll take a shot at that. So that's how this came about. I started last February. I would come home from doing Cubs at night and stay up sometimes until 4 or 5 in the morning typing and finish the day before Thanksgiving.
You're a very positive person, and I've never heard you more bitter than the times I'd call you when you were working on the book. This is the hardest thing I've ever done. This sucks. Why did I agree to do it?
It was really hard.
Yeah.
And I was an English major. I always liked to write.
Yeah.
But it was a labor of love. There were nights I'd sit down and go, okay, I have no idea what I'm going to do here.
People,
but the access was great.
We both have friends who are authors who do this all the time, and I think it's somebody like Laura Caldwell has written 15 or 20 books.
No shot.
Would you do another one?
I'd have to. This was the perfect storm. My favorite team.
Right.
A topic I'm incredibly passionate about. I had insane access to Theo and Madden and Ricketts and players. and they won the World Series after 108 years. You name me another topic like that that's a perfect storm.
When you talk about access, was there anybody who was off limits?
No.
You had access to everybody from the top all the way down to...
I said to Theo, hey, man, I need some time. He's like, okay, when do you need? I said, how about tomorrow afternoon? He goes, done. 3 hours he sat with me.
Tremendous.
With Theo.
Now, the Ricketts family, it's well documented, are a collection of very different people.
Mm-hmm.
We've got different lifestyles, different interests, different politics, different all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the team was run by one Ricketts in particular, mm-hmm. Everybody got a sniff or a vote or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Did that ever come close to being a problem? Were there some yelling and shouting behind closed doors?
So I did hear that at some point when they couldn't get the stadium renovations approved,
yeah.
that Todd, Pete, and Laura said to Tom, okay, enough, let's just move.
Right.
Let's just build another stadium.
Right.
Tom, to his credit, said, nope. We're going to preserve Wrigley for future generations. I'm going to get this done. And
but there was never a huge family rift like Thanksgiving got real awkward?
No, but I was at a photo shoot. ESPN, the magazine, did a thing on the Ricketts. And so we're all standing around, and they're on top of the dugout taking these photos. And I see Todd, who had a really good has a really good personality. And you see Laura and Pete are standing next to each other. Pete is the exceptionally conservative governor of Nebraska.
Yep.
And Laura's exceptionally left-wing.
Right.
He goes... Why don't we do an article? I want to hear the two of you debate politics.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
And it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Because they are as diametrically opposed in that area.
And both well-versed on either side.
On either side,
too.
Sure.
Very staunch. They know their stuff. Yeah.
Remember all the consternation about the renovation of the ballpark and, oh, my God, they're going to put a video board in. It's going to ruin Wrigley Field.
It's the greatest.
And since before it went up, have you heard anybody complain about the changes that have been made to the ballpark?
No, it's amazing.
Isn't it? It's like silence.
And so the other day I walk into the park. We did our first pregame show Saturday from the park. And David DeJesus is my new partner because Todd Hollinsworth moved to Florida. Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't been back since 13. So we walk into the park together, and I'm just staring at him, watching his reaction. He's like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, didn't recognize
his old locker room is a batting tunnel now to warm up.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It's crazy.
Love David DeJesus, by the way.
He's
you
great.
Guys have
Thanks.
Great.
By the way, a couple of plugs. Cap on Comcast Sportsnet, of course. When are you on?
5:30 usually. Today it'll be 5 because of the Blackhawks game.
Yeah. And you and DeJesus doing pre and post?
On CSN.
Right. And ESPN every morning at 9?
9 a.m. And
okay.
You can get the book on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, and it's in all the area of Barnes & Noble.
Great book.
The book's called The Plant. The last thing I'd ask you, though, is, and our friends John McDonough and Jay Blunk will tell you this all day long, it's impossible to win a championship. It's impossible to win 2. It's really, really impossible to win 3.
Yep.
And the Hawks are going to win tonight just to stay alive, even though the Hawks and the Capitals should be the odds-on favorites to get to the Cup. They're both struggling to stay in the event. It seems to me the plan continued, maybe even harder than the plan that got them there. So how do you stay on top? How do they keep winning?
Because they have the smartest front office in baseball. Theo is literally...
So is it easier now for these guys?
They have such a great core of players, and they're all young. This was not catch lightning in a bottle, get lucky. I mean, Chris Bryant's 25. Anthony Rizzo's 27. Addison Russell is 23. Albert Amora's 22. Javi Baez is 23.
Right.
This thing's going to go a while.
I think the mental strategy, too, because remember when this was in August when you said, I think they're going to win? Remember when you hopped on the bandwagon?
Yeah.
And
game 6 is when
I hopped on the bandwagon. And then when they lose, I said, they're going to have a big talk. Madden didn't do that. He didn't do any of that.
He's amazing.
Well, look, here's what we know. We know that there are egos and there's money, and 25 is different than 30, and 30 is different than 35. The wheels are going to come off a couple of these guys. But Theo has been through it, and I would assume somewhere Theo's got a file that says emergency break glass, and when this falls off, we do that, right?
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
So in other words, Cubs fans out there, take a deep breath. It's going to be good for a while.
Yeah, this run's going to go a while. I see so many similarities between the Blackhawks and how awful that franchise was till John and Jay got there,
right?
And what the Cubs took over.
Yeah, the Blackhawks having won 3 and being the championship team in this town, they know how difficult it is. They have respect for what the Cubs have done, what the Bulls did in the 90s, and this deserves to be the best sports town in the country. So this Cubs good news hopefully bleeds over to the White Sox as well.
Yeah, hopefully. They're on that road.
And Rizzo's taves. kind of. He's Rizzo a year younger, I think.
Correct.
But
Rizzo is Taves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I think Taves' SATs were higher. I'm not sure. I'm just curious. But I do think Rizzo might be more fun.
Yeah, a little bit.
He wrote the foreword, right?
He's actually got a personality. No, I'm kidding.
He wrote the foreword.
He did. Anthony Rizzo wrote the foreword, and the introduction's written by Bud Selig.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's a great picture of you on the cover.
That's Theo.
Oh, that's Theo?
Yes.
You two look so much alike.
Remember when Kopic came in with his book, brought us all autographed copies?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Cap autographed mine this morning right after I told him what he said. I'm proud of you, buddy. It's
Thanks,
not
man.
An easy thing to do. And
how are you feeling?
I'm getting there. I'm back. But this is great. It's The Plan, again, available where?
Amazon at barnesandnoble.com, all area Barnes & Nobles. I'll be doing a bunch of signings all around the area.
How's the family? Everybody good?
Everybody is good. My wife came back from Vietnam. She was over there.
No flashbacks or anything?
She's okay. No flashbacks. Our oldest lives
and
there.
Tell them where you're going in the fall.
We're going in May to Greece.
Oh, to May.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My wife's Greek, so we're going to go visit her homeland.
Yes, I've met your wife. I like her better than you. You know that.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, buddy. All the best. 7:23. We'll take a break. Get Cap's book, David Kaplan, The Plan, out and available everywhere. Love you back. We're back with politics next, 7:20 WGN.
Hold on a second. Cap, are you on a train?
No, I'm not on a train. I'm cooking.
What are you cooking?
Actually making ground turkey breast with egg whites. Oh my God.
David Kaplan.
I set the smoke detector off and now the alarm system went off.
I tell you what, this is going to keep you from the Food Network show you're clearly auditioning for.
Code is Studley. Code is Studley. We're fine.
The code is Studley?
You just gave
me. I'm trying to hit the other button to talk to the alarm company.
I would go ahead and change the security code at your house since you just gave it up to a 500,000 people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well done.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. This is so ridiculous because my wife is just all over me right now.
Understandable. Let me talk to Mindy.
Hello. Woke up the whole house.
Hey, Mindy.
Hey, Mindy. Yeah. Is it mornings like this where you wonder why you married the idiot to begin with?
Oh, you know what? This is a common occurrence when David cooks. I'm used to it by now.
I just wanted you to know that...
You could back me up, hon.
Yeah. Well, here I have the alarm company calling my phone now because he didn't grab it before.
It's a complete...
So, yeah, you know...
And now the dog's barking.
I tried to teach him how to cook properly, not use such high heat. But he never takes my advice, of course.
All right, well, listen, it sounds like things are a little busy at the Kaplan house, so...
Yeah, we've got issues going on here.
Let you go.
Mindy should get a medal, don't you think? For him to put up with all that.
That was the all-time best Caps corner.
Yeah.
And the good news is Cap is employed. He does have a place to go during the day, or that would continue. There you go. David Kaplan, chef.
Mindy should get a medal.